Hello, and welcome to the We Are the Medicine podcast. This podcast is a place where we discuss a wide variety of topics, from psychedelics and other plant medicines to sovereignty and spirituality. This is a space where we have raw and vulnerable conversations and explore the mysteries of our universe with the intention of empowering listeners and guiding you to ask the questions that will help you come into a deeper resonance with your truest essence. I'm your host, Serena Rose. Now let's get into the episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of We Are the Medicine. Today, I am here with another solo episode, and I feel inspired to talk to you all about plant medicine integration. And I want to do this through the lens of my experience, and I want to get vulnerable and raw with you and tell you about some of the things that I've been moving through. And a lot of this relates to my personal integration from plant medicine. So I made a couple of posts recently talking about why integrating plant medicine experiences as a person in Western society can be really difficult sometimes. You know, I've heard people in the plant medicine space who have been on this path a lot longer than I have, who were going to the jungle and sitting with ayahuasca long before it was popular. I have heard this sentiment that, you know, in those days, integration from ayahuasca was not even a thought. And that is because it wasn't as common for Western people to be going to the jungle and sitting with medicine, but also because indigenous people don't have a need for integration because their lives are already so deeply integrated with nature, with the world around them, and with the medicine. So they don't have as much of a need for integration. Whereas us Westerners, we come back to our homes, which oftentimes are very different from the jungle. Many of us live in cities and we are surrounded by so much technology and we are a lot more disconnected from nature. We are a lot more disconnected from each other. And a lot of us don't have people in our lives that can really relate to these experiences. I know, especially earlier in my journey and my study with plant and fungi medicines, I didn't have as many people around me who could really meet me in those places that I needed them to, you know, especially when I, in the beginning, when I was mostly working with mushrooms before I had worked with ayahuasca, I was going through these really deep experiences and I would try to relay them to the people around me. And, you know, I had people who were supportive, but they oftentimes just didn't really understand, you know, and a lot of us have family members and friends who are not on this path, and they can't possibly understand the depth of work that you have gone into in an ayahuasca ceremony or a deep mushroom ceremony or bufo, any of these sacred medicines. And that can be really challenging and isolating. And so I feel like it is really important for us to talk about integration and talk about how we can make things easier for ourselves. You know, there still might be a lot of difficulties, but there are tools that we have that we can utilize that can make our experience more smooth. So I am going to dive into my personal experiences and what I've been going through in my integration recently, but I first just want to give you all some tips, just a few tools that you can utilize if you are integrating from a deep earth medicine experience and you feel like you need support. You know, one of those, the biggest one I feel is spending time in nature, because these medicines have a way of connecting us so deeply with nature and helping us to remember that we are nature and we are a part of the earth just as much as a tree or a bird or a flower. And so going out to nature and being in silence, especially can be so healing for your nervous system if you are integrating from plant medicine experiences. I think even if we're not integrating from plant medicine, you like nature is just so important. And I feel like we have been disconnected from that in our Western society. I feel like we all need more time in nature. So that's a big one. You can learn so much from nature and especially in your integration. Also, journaling is one that is really powerful. I don't do this one as much as I probably should, but it is definitely very supportive to just like get your thoughts and your feelings out on the paper. Alone time is a big one. I mean, just having some time for yourself, to just be with yourself. Meditation, breath work, these are amazing tools. Praying, prayer, oh my God, yes. Prayer, talk to your spirit guides, your angels, your ancestors. There are beings who want to support you and they need you to speak it out loud to them. They need you to tell them, I need your help. Please give me a sign. Please show me what I need to do. Whatever it is that you are looking to receive, they want to help you, but they have to respect your free will. So you also have to participate and ask for their help and ask for them to give you signs of what it is that you need to shift. Also, spending time with people who you can talk to about your plant medicine experiences. Oh my God, that's so big. I feel very fortunate that I have people in my life who I can trust and who are also on the plant medicine path and who I can talk to about these experiences. And I think everybody deserves that. So please don't feel like you always have to do it alone. That time with just yourself is very necessary, but also we need other people too. And just another thing that I want to say about integrating from earth medicine experiences is the medicines have a way of illuminating what is not working for us. They are going to show us the ways that we are out of alignment or the traumas and the patterns that we need to heal. And the work that you do in the ceremony is like 20% of the work. The real magic happens when you actually start to apply the lessons to your life. Because otherwise, you just had a cool experience and that's all. And I also understand from my own experience that coming back to your regular day-to-day life and having all of these things that are out of alignment being amplified can make it really challenging. And sometimes it can be overwhelming. And sometimes it really can be the hardest part, but it's also the most important part. And, you know, we can only do our best. So be kind to yourself, be gentle with yourself, because man, this is a lot and it's a process. And just be aware and take care of yourself and, you know, just recognize it when it comes up, when you notice those patterns coming up again, when you notice something that reminds you of a process you went through in your ceremony, like take a moment and be like, oh, okay, this is what the medicine was trying to teach me. So I want to get into a little bit of my experience lately. So I sat with Grandmother Ayahuasca again about 2 months ago, and it was a beautiful, profoundly deep experience for me. And I can truly feel, especially through the last couple of ceremonies that I have done, I can feel the way that this work with the medicine is shifting me, is changing me. Not really changing me, but just helping me to let go of a lot of the things that aren't me. But it's such a journey, man. I think I've sat with ayahuasca 12 times now. I think that's where I'm at. And it's still like, I'm still struggling a little bit, like working through this integration. You know, let me just get into the nitty gritty of some of what I've been moving through. Hey friend, if you are interested in plant medicines, or if you're on the plant medicine path, or even if you just like to work with plant medicines to enhance your spiritual practice, you are going to love Four Visions Market. Four Visions Market has a wide selection of many different spiritual tools that can help enhance your spiritual practice. They have just about anything you could imagine to fit your personal spiritual needs, such as an amazing collection of hapé, which is my personal favorite thing to buy from them. Four Visions is my go-to place to get hapé, and my two favorites from them are Divine Mother Rose and the Ojo de Jaguar hapé. And even if you're not into hapé like me, I promise you they will have something you're gonna love. They have a wide selection of spiritual tools with anything from ceremonial cacao to botanical tinctures such as King Nettle Tincture, which, by the way, nettle is one of the most amazing and nutritious plants that you can put in your body. So everyone needs them a little bottle of King Nettle Tincture. They also have some amazing healing lotions, Florida water, yoni steaming blends, tea blends, sananga, and they have an entire line of CBD products, including tinctures, body butters, pain salves, and even a little something for your pets. And the beautiful thing about Four Visions is that every single product in their marketplace is created handmade by indigenous people of the Amazon. And what I really love about them is that they give 50% of their profits back to those indigenous artisans to support them and their families and the tribes and make sure that they are healthy and beautiful and thriving as well. I am so grateful to be partnered with Four Visions. I really believe in their message and their purpose in this world. I love the way that they support and give back to the indigenous communities in the Amazon. And I think it's probably one of the best companies that you could support because they are really doing a lot to help those indigenous people. And I have a special 10% off code for you. So if you click the link in the show notes and use the code SERENARose, you can get 10% off your first order. Now let's get back to the episode. I am in a place of my life that I'm not exactly where I want to be. There's just a lot that's been coming up. It's been a lot. I'm going to be honest. It's been a lot. I'm still in my Saturn return, which it's been about a year now. We're going into the second year of Saturn return, and I'm still feeling the pressure. A lot of things are being illuminated. If you want to know more about the Saturn return, what it is, and my experience, I did record an episode about my Saturn return, so you can go back and check that one out. But it's still going. It's still going, baby. I'm still riding the waves. I have moments where I literally feel like everything is falling apart. But I know that it's for my greatest good. I have really struggled for many years with having a hard time with motivation and having a hard time maintaining healthy habits and a good schedule. I've really had a hard time just staying focused on one thing and being consistent in a lot of areas of my life. And my mind is oftentimes just very scattered. So I have really been learning a lot about that and how it ties into my childhood and the very chaotic childhood that I experienced and how that has influenced my development as a human, my development of my brain and just the way that I function. So I've been learning a lot about myself in that area. And, you know, I just feel like there's still many things that I could be doing better. You know, I would like to be more consistent with the podcast. I would like to be more consistent and inspired with creating content and, you know, building my social media platforms. And I also would like to take better care of my health, you know, work out more regularly and all these things. And yeah, it just, I have a tendency to just get really hard on myself about all of these things. And what I've realized in this process is that all of these things, these habits that I want to shift and these things that I feel like I could be doing better, that's so much less important than the way that I talk to myself. I have really come to understand that the biggest problem that I'm dealing with that I really need to shift is my self-talk, my inner critic, because I have developed a very strong inner critic. You know, I had a lot of very, very, very challenging experiences as a child, teenager, young adult, current adult. Like, I am a Capricorn sun, and I have very strong Saturn energy, very strong Pluto and Scorpio energy in my chart, if you're into astrology. So I have dealt with a lot of experiences that caused me to form an incredibly low self-worth and a lot of really deep insecurities and fears around being myself, because I'm kind of weird, to be honest. I think we're all a little weird. I think we could all embrace our weirdness a little bit more. And that is a big part of the medicine that I feel like I want to bring to the world. But learning how to share that with people, it's been a struggle for me. I have really dealt with the fear of judgment from other people. And it all ties back to that inner critic, because I have a tendency to be critical of myself. So I'm really afraid that people outside are going to validate those critical thoughts that I have of myself. So what I've realized in this process is that's where the work really needs to be done, is to learn to be more kind to myself, to give myself more grace. And the interesting thing is, the more that I do that, the more these things naturally shift. And I think that that is something that many people could learn from, because I think we're oftentimes really focused on shifting what's outside. Like, I need to change my outside reality so then I can feel good, when it's actually the inner reality that is affecting the outer reality. And the funny thing is, you see people who work more on changing their outer reality, and it happens, you know, everyone's journey is different, but there's so many people who have become wildly successful and made a lot of money and, you know, gained some sort of status or celebrity, who haven't really done that inner work. And what happens in these experiences that I just have noticed from the outside looking in, is it seems that the more status and success that comes, the more it amplifies those things that need to be worked on. And I think that's why a lot of people, celebrities, you know, people in the public eye, we see it. Like, how many celebrities do we know who have died of drug overdoses or things like that? It only amplifies what you're already feeling. We think that if I change my external reality, then I'll feel better inside. But what happens is, you change the external reality and then you actually feel worse, because you realize that that's not going to give you what you thought it was. And that has not really been my path, but I'm grateful for it, because I feel like spirit has really just pushed me to do this work on my own, and to learn to validate myself, and to learn to be kind to myself, and be less judgmental with myself. And then I naturally will fear judgment from others less. And it's a journey. I feel like my growth personally has been, it feels like it's been slow. Honestly, it feels like there's been a lot of like back and forth. I go into these phases where I feel like my shadow kind of takes over in a way, and I just start playing out and playing into all of these stories that I've carried. And that's something that I really want to get into with this. I've been microdosing as well as a way to support myself through my plant medicine integration. And something that I realized one day that I had microdosed is the way that we have these experiences, right? We have these traumatic experiences in childhood or at any time in our life. And we start to pick things up. It's like we pick them up and we hold them and we make them a part of our identity. And before you know it, you're 29 years old and you've carried around all of these stories that you've picked up from traumas that happened to you or difficult experiences. And you say, this is who I am. My mother was abusive to me, so this is who I am. I was bullied as a child, so this is who I am. I've let other people define me for so much of my life. And I have hidden parts of myself out of fear that they won't be received a certain way. And I've just realized how heavy it is to carry around these stories that are not even ours. These stories that have been given to us, passed on to us, these stories that we created to make sense of our reality. It's a falsehood. And I feel like I've lived for nearly 30 years on this earth based on stories and beliefs and feelings that were never even mine. And it's honestly kind of a tough pill to swallow, but I wouldn't have had it any other way because I know that my journey is unfolding the way that it's meant to. And yeah, I've had to work through a lot of inner stuff, and it's so interesting because I've always known, for literally years, I have known that the biggest thing holding me back is myself. The knowledge of that and the awareness of that is really important, but it's also like, what do you do with that awareness? And something I also realized is that in the process of healing, I don't know if I really knew what step was next after you feel it. Okay, so you're trying to heal a particular trauma or belief or pattern, right? And there's emotions that are often tied to it, right? So you feel the emotions. And I realized that I have had a tendency to kind of get stuck in the feeling phase, and I would feel the emotions and then I would just start playing into them, and the stories would start going, and the thoughts and the inner criticisms and the you're not good enoughs and the, you know, why am I like this and all of this, and victimhood would come up and I would just start to swirl around in this pool of emotions, you know, getting pummeled by waves constantly. And I had this realization recently, and I thought, well, damn, like, what do you do after you feel it? And the answer came in so clearly, and it was like, well, you let it go. Just like in ceremony, you know, if you're in ayahuasca ceremony, oftentimes you'll be going through a process, you'll be feeling the emotions and the energy moving through your body. It's uncomfortable and you're like, oh, this is a lot. Like this, you know, it can be challenging, but you're just breathing through it. You're moving your body in whatever way you need to, expressing yourself however you need to help this energy to move. And once you have felt it to completion, you let it go. Sometimes that can come through a purge. Sometimes that can come through other ways. But it was just so obvious. And I'm like, oh yeah, I think I forgot to let a lot of shit go. I think I forgot that I don't have to just get stuck in that feeling, and that I can actually, like, there's a point where I can choose. And so this relates back to my ayahuasca experience very directly, because on one of the nights, I was really working through this part of myself, this inner critic, this part of me that doesn't feel enough. You know, it was so interesting. It was like, no matter what was happening, I wished something else was happening. And it had to do with, like, never feeling really satisfied in the moment. It was so interesting the way that the medicine works. Like, she's so intelligent. But it was like, whatever song was playing, I wished there was a different song playing. And whatever I was feeling, I wished that I was feeling something different. Whatever was happening, I wished that it was different. And I came to this realization, it tied back to that, you know, feeling like it's never enough, feeling like I'm never enough. And that, I think, is a wound that a lot of us deal with, and it can be very deeply, deeply embedded, and I can feel that it has been for me, and I'm still unraveling it. So in this experience, I'm dealing with this inner critic, and I'm just like, I'm kind of suffering, honestly. I am suffering. I am just going through it. I'm purging. I'm like just feeling kind of shitty, honestly. Like it's part of it, you know? I was just feeling really just bad about myself and, you know, feeling very low. And I got to this moment where I realized, and the medicine showed me, like, I get to choose now. Now I can choose to not continue to play into my own suffering anymore. And I can choose that I want to experience joy again. I want to experience love again. I don't have to keep playing into these stories and going around in circles of feeling like, why my mother never loved me, or why did all of these bad things happen to me, or whatever. Like, I don't have to do that anymore. I felt the emotions, I let them go, and then I can choose something new. And I think that is the part that I have been missing, is remembering that I actually have a choice. Once I have felt the emotions to completion, I can choose to let them go, and I can choose something new. And it doesn't mean they're never going to come up again. Everything happens in layers. But it simply means that we don't have to continue to play out the stories of suffering, the stories of hardship. That is a big one I was working through in the last ceremony, this story of hardship in my mother's lineage. You know, I come from a family who had little money. You know, my grandparents had 9 children. And they really had to work hard and burn themselves out and work their asses off to support 9 children. And then my mom played out the same thing with me. She, by the time I was 11, she was a single mom working at a diner and, you know, living on food stamps and all of these things, having very little money for anything, never having enough. And just realizing all the ways that I have played out these stories myself, and that now I am the one who came here to shift them for my lineage, for my future children, for myself, because I deserve better, you know? So it's been a really deep process. And there's something really interesting about knowing that you are the only one in the way of your growth or your success or your expansion. On one hand, it's like, fuck, it's literally just me. Like, it's not anybody else's fault. But it also means that you're the one who has the power. When we really start to let go of that story of victimhood and step into radical responsibility over our lives, we realize that I can change this. I can shift this. I can choose differently. And that can be scary and empowering at the same time. So maybe you relate to this in some way. And maybe you don't. If you don't, I'm really happy for you. Because, man, this shit has not been easy. It has really not been easy. Like, I have been going through this process for many years. And I finally feel like I'm getting to the point where it's starting to unravel and disentangle itself. But I'm still in it. And the biggest thing that I need is to be patient with myself. And to be kind to myself. And to give myself the love and the compassion and the understanding that I needed for most of my life, especially as a child. It's my turn to give that to myself. And it can be a challenge to learn how to reparent yourself as a nearly 30-year-old adult with not a lot of good examples, you know? But we learning, baby. And you know, there's just something really freeing about knowing that you can just let it go now. You can let go of these damn stories. You can see them for what they are. You can feel the emotions. Please feel them. Please don't repress them. I did that for many years. And it still comes up sometimes, but that is what causes so much pain, suffering, and disease in our lives. So please feel the emotions. But when you're ready, you can let it go. You can just say, I'm done with this story. I am done being a victim. I am no longer going to play out this movie, this story of my suffering. Because, as they say, pain is inevitable, but suffering is a choice. And something that the medicine said to me in my last ceremony was, what if it's true that we don't have to suffer anymore? And I just want to let you ponder that. What if it is true? I know there's a lot of suffering going on out in the world. A lot of individual suffering, groups of people suffering, nations, you know. There's a lot. It's a lot. But what if there's an option where we don't have to do that anymore? Just think about it, you know? I'm not saying that it is or isn't true, but what if? Imagine a world without suffering. Imagine your life without suffering. It doesn't mean that it's going to be perfect all the time. That's not what I'm imagining in my mind. It's just imagining that I can learn how to deal with the pain and not let it turn into suffering. I'm imagining that I can learn to see pain as an energy that is moving through me, and I can allow it to move through me. I can allow myself to be uncomfortable. I can allow myself to express it however it needs to be expressed in a healthy way, and I can let it go. I don't have to take it on. I don't have to take it on as my identity. It doesn't have to become who I am. I can feel the pain, I can feel the sadness, I can feel the grief, I can feel the anger. I can let it move through me. I can express it in a healthy way, and then I can let it go and free myself of it. I can learn the lessons that it came here to teach me. And let it go. I feel like I've said let it go way too many times. I'm starting to sound like Elsa from Frozen over here. By the way, I love that song. I don't care. I am a musical theater junkie, so, well, maybe I'm not as obsessed as some people, but I love musical theater, and that song from Frozen definitely gives very much Let It Go vibes. Also sung by Idina Menzel, who, chef's kiss. Okay, sorry. Many of you probably did not even get that reference, but if you know, you know. So yeah, this is a note, a message for myself and for any of you listening out there who resonate with this. If you're still listening by now, you must hopefully be getting something out of this. It is helpful for me and cathartic for me to share this, and it is my deep prayer that this can help you as well. So thank you if you're still here. It really means a lot. I just want us all, myself included, to remember that we came into this world perfect. When you look at a newborn baby, you know that child is perfect. There's nothing wrong with them. My dear friend Lauren said this on one of her podcast episodes, and it really touched me. And if we can all just come back to that remembrance that we came into this world perfect, we came into this world authentic, exactly who we were meant to be. And along the way, we picked up things that were not ours. And once you realize they're not yours, you realize you don't have to keep carrying them around anymore. So my prayer for all of us is that we can learn to let go of these stories and these patterns and these traumas that are not serving us, that we can learn to choose differently for ourselves, because this is healing for the entire planet. It is no small feat, and it is definitely not always easy, but it's so needed. And the work that we are doing is so deeply important, and the earth thanks us for this work, because this is what heals the planet, is each of us individually looking at our shit, feeling it and going through the whole process. I don't need to say it again, but you know, healing it, because we don't need to keep repeating these patterns anymore. This is how we change the world, by each of us doing our own divine healing work, making the changes in our daily lives, and just learning to be more compassionate with ourselves and others. And then we can pass this on to our children. We can pass this on to our friends, our family, our loved ones. They will feel the shift. They will feel the work that you've done. Even if it's not conscious, they will feel it. So thank you for being on this path. Thank you for this work that you are doing that maybe a lot of times goes unnoticed, that a lot of people maybe don't even know about. Thank you. Thank you for the nights crying under your blanket in your room, just fucking sobbing and grieving over the childhood you never had, and releasing these emotions and releasing these patterns. Thank you for all of the things that nobody sees. It's so important, this work that you're doing. So thank you. Please don't give up. I don't know if you could. I feel like once you're on the healing path, you're on it. Like you can't unsee what you have seen. And you can try to run away from it, but what's the point anyway? Thank you so much for listening to this episode today. I really hope that this episode brought you some perspective, some understanding of how you can support yourself through plant medicine integration, and maybe just hopefully made you feel a little bit less alone, because this human thing is, man, it's such a journey. There's so much to learn, but I'm grateful for this life, and I'm grateful for every single person who has listened to even one episode of my podcast. Thank you so much for being here. It really, truly means the world to me. And if you did enjoy this episode, it would mean so much to me if you could go and leave a review, because this actually helps the podcast to get seen by more people, and maybe it can help them too. So thank you again for joining me on this path, on this journey. I wish you so many blessings, so much love, so much abundance, so much joy, so much bliss. I pray that we all can come back to the remembrance of who we truly are and who we are meant to be. Aho, and so it is. Thank you so much. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. I love you, and I'll see you on the next one.